Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
In Ukraine, 3:20 in the afternoon, Joseph Lindsley in Lviv. Sounds like you're having a party there, Joseph. How are you?
I'm back at this regular cafe from which I've spoken with you all several times. We had a short air raid alarm about an hour ago, but very short, and the skies are clear. There's many people in the streets. We've had cold weather, but today is rather warm, and so the city does feel energetic and lively on that score. I will say I've been paying attention to what's been happening at Davos, at the World Economic Forum, where Henry Kissinger gave some very interesting remarks about Ukraine. I don't know if you all have seen that yet, but Kissinger, as a side note, he's 98 years old. He was Secretary of State under Nixon. He's still going. I used to know him. I used to go to Yankee games when I worked at Fox News with Henry Kissinger. But he said yesterday at Davos that very sort of I won't offer my editorial opinion on this just yet. But he said the world needs to not get swept up in the mood of the moment. And he's calling for Ukrainians to negotiate with Russians. And I think we're going to start to see more and more of this as we hear of the global supply chain problems, the food shortages, the oil shortages, and all, like, since the war started, you know, I've never wanted to be complacent about Putin's plan. And I'm beginning to suspect that you know, Putin, as the leader of the largest country geographically in the world, knew that he could sustain some, you know, even sustain a long period of sanctions and difficulties. And when I listened to Kissinger's comments, he's saying, he said, I hope the Ukrainians will match the heroism that they have with wisdom. And that wisdom really means for Ukrainians to stay in their lane, not to try to, you know, to be too free. And it's very chilling, Bob. I think in that subtext is saying that the Ukrainians made a mistake in 2014 when they kicked out the pro-Putin regime, and they need to go back to that and everything will be fine.
Well, that's interesting. And of course, Kissinger, known for being a pretty astute negotiator. And also, as you point out there is more pressure on the rest of the world because everybody is affected one way or another by this to settle it to some degree. And when you went to Yankee games with Henry Kissinger, did he analyze all the plays?
I was hoping to learn some great wisdom from him. It was Roger Ailes and Henry Kissinger and Megyn Kelly and other people like that in the box together. And no, he was very quiet. He was saving up his comments for Davos, I suppose.
Yeah. And since you mentioned it, we should point out that in the movie, what's it called? The Loudest Voice, about Roger Ailes and Fox, an actor does play the role of Joseph Lindsley, and we should also make it clear that you left that organization and those people because of the way you viewed the news and the way they were viewing it. Fair to say?
That's fair to say. I left in a car chase through the Hudson Valley because I was not allowed. They thought I knew too much, I suppose, and I was not allowed to leave. And actually, one of the reasons why I came over to Eastern Europe, it was a TV show on Showtime that came out in 2019 called The Loudest Voice with Russell Crowe, et cetera, Sienna Miller. And it was too weird to have my life portrayed on the screen. So I came over here to get away from that.
Mm-hmm. And I know you don't like to editorialize, but you clearly were disappointed in Henry Kissinger's statement. Is that right?
Yeah, because I see... You know, I've been in Ukraine since the pandemic started, and I've seen an extremely free nation. And it's a nation where people don't want to be governed. They want to govern themselves, and it's horizontal. Whereas, you know, in Russia, sort of people wait to be told what to do. And in Kissinger's remarks and in the remarks of, you know, a lot of other Western leaders, they never speak about what happened in 2014 when the people of Ukraine said they very peacefully, they took bullets from the regime, but they never fired a bullet. And they said, we are going to stand in the streets until we can govern ourselves for the first time really in our history. And that was a remarkable moment, but it scares anyone who wants to hold on to power. And Kissinger even said that this is not, we can't make this only about Ukrainian freedom. It needs also to be about Russia, which must always be a vital part of Europe. But I think what a lot of the people in the world, like the regular people of the world, see now, and Zelensky said this to Davos in his speech, that this is the time when we can really change this. And we can say, no, we don't have to put up with a situation where we're governed by these global powers. And if people want to be free, they can do so. And that's exactly, so when Ukrainians, and I might have lost the connection for a second, when Ukrainians say that they're not only fighting for themselves, but fighting for the freedom of the West, I think they really believe it. Mm-hmm. And there was the German vice chancellor, he agrees with this. He said, right now in this moment, we're seeing the worst of Europe, which we've seen, you know, so many times in history, where countries like Hungary don't want to stand with Ukraine because of financial or other interests. And those interests were represented, I think, in Kissinger's comments.
Mm-hmm. Always a very good perspective from you, Joseph. I was struck by what Zelensky said regarding, and I know you are very concerned with the fact that we may forget about what's going on over there. And Zelensky said, people can easily get tired and start to scroll down. What a great way to say it. He said, this is cynical, but this is the way the world is, the modern world. And I know that's your opinion, too, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously people are busy. There's lots of demands in our time, and it's hard to hear. You know, everyone has their own challenges in life, so it's hard to hear challenges from far away. But I think, and that's why, I mean, with, as I said, I think yesterday, you know, all to see so many Americans here in the streets of Lviv who've come here to volunteer, to help orphans, to help those in need. I think I'm actually not so cynical. I see great hope in this moment, and I think I see an awakening of people around the world. Where we don't see that awakening, perhaps, is in many of the regimes around the world. But there are some hopeful signs. For example, a small country, Lithuania. They are proposing a pretty remarkable thing, to have a flotilla of ships try to break Russia's blockade in the Black Sea, which would carry a lot of risk. So there are some, yeah, we're nowhere near the end of this, Bob, and I think it might even get a lot weirder. And so we're in a point where we really can't ignore what's happening here at all.
Joseph Lindsley in Lviv, we appreciate you filling us in every day here, and we hope that things remain calm and peaceful there in Lviv. Joseph, we'll talk in the morning.
Thank you, Bob.